98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station.
Dickley and Murata.
Handing out the hardware
is our version of the award show. We do it on Mondays, and it's brought to you by our friends at Revitalize. Make changes that can last a lifetime with Revitalize. Schedule your initial metabolic analysis today at 480-435-3557. Check them out online at revitalizeweightloss.com and join the Bickley and Murata revolution. What do you got for me, Bick?
Award number one is the Dog Ate My Homework Award, and I'm giving it to Bob Baffert Busted. It's a good name for a band. Bob Baffert Busted. The horse trainer who has now had five horses test positive for doping this year alone says one test issue was created by a groom urinating in the stall after that horse had been taking cough medicine and the Derby winner ended up eating some of the hay. I kid you not.
Do you remember
it's like
the
you
name?
Always say, don't eat the yellow hay.
If I had a dollar for every time I've been told that during my life.
Damn this cancel culture.
Do you remember?
What a joke.
Do you remember the name Richard Gasquet from the tennis world?
I do.
Do you remember his excuse? He tested positive for cocaine and said because he was kissing a woman in a club who had just done cocaine.
That's right.
And he got away with it.
I think they reversed
the suspension. See what happens with old Bob Baffert Busted. My first award is I'm giving it to the New York Mets. They're so good they created their own animal award. Did you hear everything that went on with the incident in the Mets dugout?
Unbelievable.
Yeah, here's how it was happening in real time on the Mets broadcast.
Here we go to the bottom of the seventh. Mets down 4-2. As the Mets came off the field after that last half inning, there was a bit of a commotion in the dugout and down the tunnel. We have no idea what happened, but here's what it looked like.
Smith and Conforto ran down, so did VR.
So something happened down that tunnel. We have no idea, but obviously it drew the attention of everybody in that dugout. But it will certainly be a topic of conversation after the game. Here's a different angle. Oh,
and it was. Francisco Lindor said this.
It was funny because I told him, I was like, hey, I'd never seen a New York rat. So we went down sprinting. I want to go see a New York rat. And he got mad at me. He's like, no, it's not a rat. It's a raccoon. I'm like, hell no, man. It's a damn rat. It's a New York rat, man. I was just crazy because we were going back and forth debating if it was a rat or a raccoon. Crazy, man.
Jeff McNeil says this.
To be honest, I thought it was actually a possum. So, not a raccoon, a possum.
And manager Luis Rojas didn't want to be bothered by any of it.
No, I'm not. I don't know what it was about. Like I said, when I got down there to the tunnel, and then the only thing I can recall is Francisco telling me that we're playing baseball and we're gonna win this game. But that's all I know from what happened down there. Like I have no idea like of the story of the rat or raccoon or anything like that.
What a joke.
Then Francisco Lindor said went into Jeff McNeil's press conference and said gave him a hug and said it was a rat-coon. Half rat, half
like
raccoon.
It. Yeah. Listen, I've covered baseball before. You know what teammate fights look like.
Yeah.
When everybody on the bench goes running into the tunnel.
Yeah, exactly. And are you running into the tunnel where
a raccoon or a rat is? No, you're standing on the bench.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's ridiculous. My next award is where have all the good tennis players gone? There are no American players in the ATP Top 30 this week. For the first time ever.
Wow.
Ever. In 1996, it looked like this. Andre Agassi at 2, Michael Chang at 4, Courier 8, Washington 16, Todd Martin 18. No Americans in the top 30.
I just pulled it up. A guy I've never heard of is the top-ranked American. Taylor Fritz at number 31.
Yep.
Followed by, you know, the likes of John Isner, Tommy Paul, Tennis Sandgren. That is...
Isn't that something?
That is discouraging.
I thought you'd like that stat. Yeah, it's very discouraging.
My next award is the Tanks for Nothing Award, and I'm giving it to the Oklahoma City Thunder, they're not messing around with this tanking thing. ESPN Stats and Info tweeted this out. With Sunday's 28-point loss, The Thunder have now been outscored by 490 points over their last 25 games. The worst by any team in any 25-game span in NBA history. That distinction was previously held by the 92-93 Mavericks that went 11-71 and were a minus 489. They're taking tanking to a new level.
We're tanked for nothing!
Exactly.
Wow.
Boy, that really makes you wonder why that game was so close then with the Suns, huh?
Yeah, moving along.
Next award.
I had that same thought, Jared.
Yeah, next award, the Gold Medal for Effort Award. I'm giving it to DK Metcalf, who, if you saw over the weekend, did indeed compete in the 100-meter dash, and I believe he finished last place or
I think
second
there was
to last.
Two heats, second to last, yeah. And I think he was like second to last among both heats.
But the fact that he put himself out there, not only did he do an incredible solid for the sport of track and field, bringing some attention to that, to those trials that they would have never, ever received. I just think that that's really putting yourself out there. If you don't have the technique of a sprinter, you know you're not going to win. And yet he had the courage to go do it. I really respect that.
Yeah, and I saw somebody had pointed out, what if he actually trained for it? What if he actually dropped weight and got into track athlete shape?
He still wouldn't have. He's very fast for a wide receiver.
Oh, okay. You sound like somebody, arrogance is coming out.
Yeah.
Jarrett's taking the second. This is the Hurricane talking, okay? This is the Hurricane talking. He finished in last place in his heat. A lot of people can finish last place.
He ran a 10.6. You don't think that's good for a wide receiver in the NFL?
3.6, yeah.
He's very good.
10.36.
He's very good. He would have finished in 188th place overall in the championships.
Well, okay. But everybody knew that was pretty much going to be the case. And he allowed himself to, I'm going to do this anyway. It's like LeBron James never entered a dunk contest. Why? He never wanted to lose.
Whatever. Exactly. Yeah. You're right. He put it out there.
Yeah.
Credit to you, DK Metcalf.
I think so.
Yeah. Even though you got no chance against the Hurricane, apparently.
The Hurricane.
My next award is the Best Double Play I've Ever Seen award.
Oh.
Tyler Matzik of the Atlanta Braves. It was awkward and smooth at the same time on a comeback.
Just like me on the track.
I would urge everybody to find the highlight.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we're an audio medium here, so I'm not going to play the highlight for you. But one of the most unbelievable maneuvers to awkwardly catch a comebacker and in one motion throw it to second base and start it. And he doesn't exactly look like the most athletic guy in the world, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, no,
he
kind
of looks like a left-handed Trevor Cahill.
Kind of.
There's another Trevor Cahill reference for you.
There you go.
Yeah.
My next award is the new Sheriff in Town Award. I'm giving it to Canelo Alvarez, who over the weekend did two momentous things. His walk to the ring was the longest walk I've ever seen in my life because it featured a true authentic Mexican salsa band. And he got up there and was, like, dancing with them. Then he got in the ring and he hit this dude he was fighting so hard.
How hard was it?
He caused a quadruped fracture, which is completely blowing out somebody's orbital structure.
Wow.
He literally broke the dude's face.
Wow.
Yeah.
After salsa dancing? That's a full night.
It's a full night.
My next award is the Fast Track to HE Double Hockey Sticks Award.
Here we go.
There's a guy, he's a baseball pitcher at Division III Augustana University. His name is Parker Hansen. He is a right-handed relief pitcher, and he doesn't have a left hand or a left arm. He posted on social media, he normally wears a prosthetic, to the person in Sioux Falls last night who felt the need to steal other people's property, I hope those prosthetic arms and attachments bring you more use than they brought me.
Oh.
I hope you can use them to better yourself more than I did for myself. I hope you use them to motivate others the way I strove to. I use them every single day, so I hope you can too. So if anyone sees a tan Nike backpack full of prosthetics, please let me know. So it got a lot of attention. There was a GoFundMe account that was started, but I know people get desperate in their lives, but you steal somebody's prosthetic arm and don't return it.
That's pathetic.
Because they found the bag at the end of the block the next day. The prosthetic arm still wasn't in there. Enjoy what you got out of that.
My arm. It's stolen.
That's really, really awful. That, you just distracted me from my last award. What was it again? It is the... Oh, yes. Dude Needs a Timeout Award, and I'm giving it to Luka Doncic, who 3 days after talking about how he needs to stop complaining so much and getting technical fouls on a basketball court, got ejected for hitting Colin Sexton right in the jewels. Right in the H-E double hockey sticks.
Yeah, I think we'll have more on that, some more NBA floor burns coming up.